Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bavakama, Perik Tes, Mishnah Yud. If someone says to his son, Kainim i'ata nehena mishali. Kainim is a lashon of a neder. This person made a neder. He said to his son, whatever I own, you can't have any hana from it. It's as if it is hegdish. So the son can't have any hana from the estate of the father. One of the ways of making a neder is, I can say, something that I have is usher to you. Im meis, if the father died, so the neder no longer applies. And therefore, Yerushena, the son, inherits the father. He's like any other son that gets the nechasim of his father. The reason we give the son a green light to have hana from his father is because, let's go back to the lashon that the father said. He said to his son, Kainem I ata nehena mishali. Kainem, again, a lashon of a neder, that you can't have any hana from my things. Mishali means, as long as the nechasim are mine. We don't own things forever. We only own them as long as we're down here on this world. After 120, it's not ours anymore. That's the reason that im meis, if the father died, Yerushena, the son, can yarshin him. However, b'chayav u'b'moisai, suppose the father said very clearly, you can have no hana, koinem, you'd have any hana from my assets. And he says both when he's alive and after he passes away. So then the din is im meis, if the father dies. La Yerushena, the son cannot yashin, even though it's his midin Yerusha, but there's a iser of a neder, and a person can aser his own thing on someone, even after he passes away. I can't make a neder that your bicycle is aser to you. I can't make a neder that Reuven's bicycle is aser to Shimon. But a person can make a neder on what belongs to him. And that neder, if he says so, could remain in place even after the person passes away. So what does he do with the Yerusha that comes to him? The Yachzer, he returns it, Lebonov, to the sons, the other sons of the person that died, in other words, his brothers. Or, let's say he has no brothers, then he has to give them Le'echav, to his father's brothers. Being that he can't take it, it goes to the closest Yairish. Now he can only give it to the closest Yairish. Why can't he just give it to, let's say, his next door neighbor? And the answer is, because then he would be having indirect hana from it. If I give it to my neighbor, why do I have hana? I'm not taking it, I'm giving it to my neighbor. Well, there's something called toivas hana. Toivas hana means when you do someone a favor, he owes you a favor back. It's good to know the same is true when you take a favor from someone. There's no such a thing as getting something for free. Lemaisa, you owe him back. So if he gave it to his neighbor, he's really indirectly having hana from it. The next time the neighbor has an extra piece of cake, he'll say, you know, let me give it to my friend over here. After all, he gave me the thing that he couldn't use. But if he gives it to the closest Yerush, if he gives it to his uncle, he says, look, I'm giving it to you because you're the next in line. I can't Yerushin it. So they don't really owe him such a favor for that. Now, v'im engli, let's say the son, mamish, doesn't have what to live on, doesn't have any food. He's a poor person. So he doesn't have to give it to other Yerushin, but loive, he can borrow money from others according to the amount that would come to him in the Yerusha. And then the people that he owes the money to are going to come and take it back. And that's not called having enough from the Nechasim, because we learn in Masechtas Nedarim that paying off a chayv for someone doesn't mean he's having enough from you. It's called kimavriachu ari, like a lion is running towards a person or towards something that he owns to attack it, and I chase the lion away. So it's not that I gave him anything, it's just that I prevented someone from taking it. Of course, it's something that has to be understood, and you have to know how to apply it. And we don't allow this lechatchila. We're just saying, if Lemaisa, he has no choice, he doesn't have what to eat, so we give him this etzah. Let him borrow the money, and then they're taking it away. That's nothing to do with me. They're taking it away to pay up my chayv. Okay, so once again, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. Someone says to his son, that means he made a neder, you should not have any hana from my nechasim. But by saying mishali, that means only while he's alive. So after 120, let's say, when the father passes away, the son can inherit him. However, if the father says, v'chayav u'b'moysa, he can't yarshin him, he would have to give it to his other brothers. If he has no brothers, to his uncles. If he mamish has no food, so we're going to rely on a certain etzah that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, and that is he borrows money, and then when it comes time to pay back, these people that he owes the money to are going to take it to pay up the chai.